Watching your guys out there today, look like they were having some fun as you gear up for a big one here tomorrow.
Yeah, not light though. Like we aren't going to grind them today after the flight and the time that we get to the hotel, but they still have been good and focused on what we're trying to accomplish. There's something in each one of those drills, even though they're simple, that they're a part of our game, and I think the focus was there. The fun comes after as a part of the competition of that drill, and a lot of those kind of games, I guess they're called at the end, are tight area, not physical, but competitive drills. And those end up being fun because as soon as they start hooting on each other, it becomes more fun. And you're coming off a win, so there's lots of talk. So it's good.
So you get six last night. Calgary scores seven here last night as well. I guess the obvious is what do you expect now as you go head-to-head tomorrow?
Yeah, the team that forgets about it wins, right, tomorrow. So I don't expect it to look anything like that. But I think this is going to be a grinder. Both teams are coming in feeling good to the game. Both teams have players that can defend and players that will play hard on the puck, even offensive players that will play hard on the puck. So I don't think anybody's putting up any of those kind of numbers or that volume of chances.
I know we all know what Line A is capable of, but coming off a hat trick, nobody has more since he's come to the league. What was special about his hat trick last night?
I'm going to say the value of his line mates to making it happen. Like there was some real simplicity, especially the goal off the seam in the third period where you know you get a good kick out, a good middle lane drive, a really good pass, and then he gets to do what he can. He gets that thing off his stick so fast that the goalie doesn't have a chance. But his goals were a function of the line right to the empty netter, the good battle with the goalie out. So We're excited about what they can do. Kyle Connor's playing as well as I've ever seen him play. Brian Little is all over the puck and physical, and it was just a good line, and each one of them does something different.
What made you put it together?
Because last time I saw you, Connor was up there, but you'd mentioned at the time that he's sometimes driving the line with Scheifele and Wheelers, and that seems to be what he's doing with this line too.
We got into the season, and we like Kyle Connor's game an awful lot. We felt a little bit top heavy on that line, and then both Nick and Patty weren't great. The line that he was on, they were playing together with Brian, and they weren't very good for four, so we started to split them up. And the idea we thought that was important, that both those and their young players understand the responsibility of playing on a version of a checking line. So Nicky went up there, and everybody would love to play with Mark and Blake, why wouldn't you? But the message to Nicky was, you get to play there only as long as you're good defensively, because I have to play those guys against the other team's speed best. And Patty went with Lowry and Tanev, and the idea, I mean, I knew that line wouldn't stay together, but they went together so that he understood what those guys do for a living, how important it is that you defend well. Kyle Connor, that line is together because Kyle Connor and Brian Little have always seemed to have some chemistry. That was the theory going in. It turns out maybe anybody that plays with Kyle has chemistry because he's playing that well.
You talked about Patrick adding that Jager element, being strong along the boards, kind of sticking his behind out. You saw that a little bit yesterday. I mean, how does he incorporate more of that into his game?
It's more puck protection from the start. So Patty, because he's, you know, you got to expose the puck to shoot it. So his body position on the ice is always kind of in a shooter's position, and there are times where you have to protect the puck, take yourself out of a shooter's the possibility of a shot, and roll it to the boards and be physical. Most of it is just all based on success. If a player has success doing something, he'll do more of it. He's been strong down there. They've got some zone time, so we'll start to see more and more of it.
Paul, Adam Lowry joked that Patrick got rid of the anchor by moving off the line, but seriously, how much did playing a few games with those guys maybe help him get his game to where it needs to be?
When everybody, and this isn't true just of Patrick Laine, came to the season, they were all scoring 40. That's true of every NHL team at the start of the year, right? We're all getting straight A's our first day of high school. And then by Christmas, we're looking for the pass at that point. But everybody comes in and wants to do that. So they play an offensive-minded game, and his game wasn't right. He's a smart player, and he knows playing with Lowry and Tanev, it's going to be a straight line, physical game, simple. He also knew he wasn't going to get the same kind of offensive chances, but Patty wants to help us win. That's his goal. So we think it straightened his game out. in that straight line mentality, a little simpler game. And we feel he's brought that to Brian and Kyle's line.
So to use your school analogy, was playing with Adam and Brandon a bit like getting a 5-on-5 tutor?
Very good. I thought you were going with detention, and I thought that would have been that would have been unkind. That would have been unkind. That's right. Yeah, a little after school work. Yep.
Paul, the difference you're seeing in your preparation for the Flames, just a team that's on a pretty good roll right now, and my guess is provides a bit of a different challenge than you've seen in the past.
Well, we've come through a run of, I think, some pretty good, you know, Colorado at home and then Washington at home. They're good, solid games. What they'll do is defend as well as they attack, and there won't be any holes in their game, right? You're not getting to a soft spot that you can exploit. We feel we're a bit like that too. So it'll be physical. It'll be fast. The team that wins probably puts their shot 2 inches inside the bar instead of outside, and it'll turn on one play.
Well, this seems to be a regular thing with us asking about lately, but in the last 24 hours, two more coaches in the Western Conference. That's four already. What does that say, I guess, about parity and the desire for teams to win and the competitive nature of this league when you get that kind of turnover?
Well, I don't know what the exact number is, but somewhere between 8 and 10 usually go a year. Last year was completely an anomaly. So if a third of the professionals in your profession are getting fired every year, it tells you the coaches get fired. That's just the nature of the beast. We ask a lot of players. It's not a casual environment. The relationship between players and coaches is not always easy. And maybe a third to a sixth of your room you're at odds with just about every day. There's somebody you're trying to squeeze more out of. And then at times you need to change. I mean, nobody likes getting fired. That's personal experience talking. But when you signed up for the work, you knew it was coming.
Presumably Mike Yeo and Todd McClellan didn't stop being good coaches, right? It's just everybody has a bit of a shelf life, I guess.
There's pressure on everybody, organizations, to get better, to have success. It's it can be impactful. It can, right? You can take a really good coach, take him out, put another really good coach in, and that's the pressure release that frees your room up to go. It's just a fact. All really, really good coaches, they'll coach probably when they want to again. If everybody gets paid pretty well in this league, they'll be fine.
Personal experience of a young player who's gone back to Europe and then come back and been a better player?
Not off the top of my head. There are good leagues over there. You can get better anywhere, and you can be stagnant anywhere, right? You got to work hard, and you got to push yourself to get better every day. Doesn't matter where you are.
There's a saying, I guess, first world problems with Vasilainen going back or expected to go overseas. Is that a good problem to have when you're a good team? There's just not room for young guys.
If Christian was here 3 years ago, he'd be playing in our top six, right? Things change. So we've had a bunch of kids come in and develop really, really well. Some of those guys played for our team, the Moose. They're really well coached. So we can develop players in our system, and we would like the opportunity to do that. Short of that, it's kind of like the school thing, right? Every kid that comes in the league is going to score 50, right? Probably in his first year, because some of them do, right? Almost, right? Some of these kids now, we see Peterson in Vancouver, you're going, oh my God, at 18, they're so good. I get it. I get that want to play in the NHL, but you got to earn it.
Paul,